Text numéro 24. Can drumming reconnect you to your colleagues? Performers are on a stage as the audience filters into the auditorium. A drum sits on each chair. The leader picks up his instrument and tentatively, without a word, everyone else does the same. He plays a phrase and the audience answers. Layer upon layer of rhythm, intensity and complexity builds. Drum rolls rise and fall in waves until, as if by magic, we feel as if we've been performing together for years. Even though I join in via video and use my table as a drum, I can feel the energy and I can sense the human connection. The session, organised by Drum Cafe, is a team-building exercise. Typically, the instructors will join the participants at their office. Everyone can join in the easy-to-follow rhythms, which are interspersed with solos from the professionals. We walk in rhythm, our hearts beat in rhythm, we all have rhythm. Even with as many as 5,000 participants, we can play in unison, says the director of Drum Cafe. He says the pandemic has left tension in the air. When people arrive, there are feelings of negativity, stress and uncertainty. We offer people a moment of release. They leave refreshed, emotionally purged, feeling the joy of reconnection. Professor Amanda Weltman, an astrophysicist at the University of Cape Town, and her team first experienced the Drum Cafe effect in 2019. It was profound, she says. We were guided to learn several rhythms, and very quickly, this crowd of strangers was moving as one. In that moment, I felt great. I felt part of something. With more people than ever working from home, it's a big challenge for companies to build a sense of common purpose. Feelings of closeness and belonging to a social group are basic needs for every human being, and work is no exception, says Dr. Vasquez, a psychologist. He points out that virtual interaction has benefits. It allows organisations to hire workers from different cities and nations and to extend the working day beyond the time zone of the office. But there are big drawbacks. It impairs spontaneous daily interactions, generates mistakes due to misunderstanding and lack of coordination, causes delays due to geographic dispersion, and disrupts work-life balance. All of this can negatively impact employees' well-being. According to a recent report, 67% of workers say they experience stress at work at least once a week, and 1 in 7 say they feel stressed every day, and employees say that although they're having more meetings than ever, they also feel more isolated than ever. The result? A sharp deterioration in professional relationships, impacting productivity, efficiency, and innovation. Adapted from BBCnews.com, August 2022.